The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
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 So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and lots of other fun stuff. And I do want to announce that the Blitz will no longer sponsor Deshaun Watson. Hey, let's get to it. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
Diabolical.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for our Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. Aaron will read it, even if you're overseas. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You can also watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. Last time this week, you'll be able to watch us on Twitch because we're going to be out the next 2 days. But you can watch today. Tomorrow you can see the whatever goofy picture of me that Brandon comes up with. And it's a Wednesday, so when you call, text, Twitch, tweet, whatever the hell you do, put odds on it. What are the odds it's going to be a decent show, Hoffman?
I think decent is doable. Yeah. I'll go yeah.
All right, I feel pretty good about
like
decent.
88%, yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
That's hardcore.
The best shows are the ones where instead of Metallica, it kicks into Rebecca Black.
But I
think today can be good considering it's a Metallica day and not a Rebecca Black day.
But it's also it's kind of a Friday.
No, it's not a Friday.
Because we're going to be out. We're going to be out the next 2 days.
That makes no difference to me.
It does to me. Because those shows are always, tomorrow, guess what? Probably have a few drinks and just relax.
Yeah.
And, that's a good thing.
But, I still have a whole nother job I've got to do for the rest of the day.
Yeah, well.
And then when once my job is, that other job is done for the week.
Then you can relax.
This job is way more fun, you know?
Okay, I get that. I have another job too, but it's fun. I enjoy it. I don't have to deal with all the...
It must be nice.
Yeah. my people are all cool, and they just want to know what they can do to help and to get us started, and your guys whine a lot. It's a big difference.
Yeah.
So it's all good. 713-780-3776. So I don't think anyone should be completely shocked that Nike and everybody else has said this ain't happening.
They shouldn't be shocked at all, honestly.
Yeah.
Let's be real. This is no surprise to me. I fully expected this. So I'm surprised, honestly. If anything, I'm surprised that it took this long.
I think yesterday having an actual name
and a face, a crying face.
Yeah, come out and do it. I think that...
It changes things, man.
That was a bit of a game changer. And if I owned a company like that, I would not want to be associated with it. Even if it turns out that, okay, none of this is true, which I think at this point we all know something is.
Yeah.
I don't want to be associated with a guy who does this kind of stuff. And you know what? That is something we can speak to because we have sponsors.
Yeah,
and we have sponsors that if they don't like what we do, they'll be gone.
Saying, "Yeah, I'm out."
Yeah, and I think I've only had one over the years that was going to advertise, but they didn't like that we talked about weed. I said, "Well, I'm not going to get on air and lie and say I don't smoke weed," and they were real anti-weed people, and so that one didn't happen. But I think that's the only time.
I've never run into an issue with it, so I mean. Yeah. Of course, I'm not a junkie like you.
I'm not a junkie.
You're pretty much a junkie. Not me though. No. I'm like a I'm a model citizen.
Are we apparently off air on 97.5?
Oh yeah, right. Apparently something happened.
Hell yeah, Bubba! I knew it was gonna. That's why I built in that 12%.
That son of a.
Because I knew this could happen.
Cross the dial, did it again. Your buddy Bubba did it again.
I knew this could happen.
All right. Well. We're still on Twitch, right?
I guess.
We're still on the stream. We're still on 92.5. So, yeah. it's all good, sort of, unless you're in Beaumont or anywhere the 97.5 signal goes. But hey, we'll get it fixed. Those guys are out to get us. That's what it is. People are trying to destroy the Blitz.
That must be it.
Yeah. I want today to be conspiracy theory day, because I don't think there's enough conspiracy theories in the world. So today we're going to, that's going to be it. Okay. They're trying to get rid of the Blitz somehow. That's the conspiracy. I don't know who they is, but there is a they out there.
Well, there's several.
And yeah, there's a lot of theys. I was listening to your boys on the way in. You know, Show refers to himself in the third person.
That doesn't shock me at all, but I wasn't aware.
Yeah, I heard it.
Does he call himself by his real name, or does he call himself Show?
No, he calls himself Show.
Oh God, what a dope!
I was I'm listening, and I'm like, I hear him do it once. Like, okay, maybe he's just doing a, you know, it's a one off. I'm sure I've said, Falcon says no, I never have. I don't think I've ever done that.
You said that's a Fred Fowler guarantee.
Yeah.
So that's like 2.5 person.
Yeah, but that's not the same thing. It's not the same thing, because that is a trademark thing, a Fred Fowler guarantee. That's got a little TM next to it. That's not your average guarantee. That is trademarked. So that's why I have to say it like that. And if someone else steals it, like, I could actually charge you for using that now.
I was unaware of that.
Actually, I can't. I just totally made that up. It's not really trademarked, but I probably should trademark it. But I don't think I've ever said, Fred says this. I don't think I've ever heard Aaron say, Aaron says this, or AJ says this. I've heard you say, put it in your notebook.
I do say, put it in your notebook. And write that down.
Yeah, you should trademark that, too. Put it in your notebook. Write that down. TM.
Okay.
And now we need to trademark something for Aaron.
Aaron's got to come up with his own thing.
Yeah, I know. I am kind of tired of having to do it all the time. Oh,
that's
boy,
funny right there.
Can I use that?
I think that, but you didn't come up with that. Someone else did.
Yeah. What if I trademark the button?
I don't know. You won't be the only person using that button, though. Mm. You know?
Fair enough.
So, did you guys see this fire on the east side Baytown area? I did not. Of course, I was driving the opposite
I don't direction. Like fire, to be honest.
I'm against that. It. But, you know, maybe we'll see. I don't know if we can do play-by-play on a fire the same way you can a car chase, but we could check it out. Somebody said, my money's on Jesus Easterby knocking your tower out. He's probably having you guys followed, too. Don't forget to check under your car before you leave. Jesus really wants to start planting bombs in our vehicles? Is that how that's going to go?
Yeah, maybe.
Because if
I'm ready.
If that's the kind of war he wants, he's come to the wrong people. Oh,
God. Maybe it was one of those shows that's named after an old TV show because it was original.
Could be.
Yeah, that is true.
Wouldn't surprise me.
So, poor Aaron. He's all upset that he's the only one having a beer for National Beer Day because we're doing that keto stuff. And I'll just tell you, Aaron, this is life, what life is like when you're fat. Sometimes you have to take time off from beer. And, you know, and kind of to be fair, every day is sort of National Beer Day for us most of the time, because when we're not doing the keto stuff, pretty much having a beer every day.
Yeah.
So I'd love to be able to join you, but sorry, man.
What kind of beer are you having?
Yeah, share with the people what you're gonna have.
I'm having another one of the Shiner Brewer's Pride, that thankful to your mom, who is a sweetheart, for sending some to me. I did have Texas Leaguer down in, I think, Stafford area. They had a barrel-aged one that they released for baseball season that I figured at least you and I would split.
I have had that beer. What's it called?
I don't remember the actual, what they gave the creative name to it. I know it's the, might have been the Knucklebock that they aged in Balcones.
Okay.
Barrels?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I had something like that the other day.
But they had a can of it at my local HEB, so I picked it up, and I was waiting to save it for tomorrow, because tomorrow's opening day, but then y'all weren't going to be here, so I was like, oh, AJ and I can split this for National Beer Day.
What a terrible
I'll drink it tomorrow.
All right.
Gosh.
I just don't know if I should drink the whole thing by myself. I have a feeling it's going to knock me on my ass if I do.
And see, now I'm feeling the pressure to help out here, and I've been doing so well.
It's fine. I'll manage.
Know? Okay, because you know I could have brought some ranch water and joined you.
Yeah, why didn't you do that?
Well, because I didn't know that this is what he was going to do. I don't really pay attention to national whatever days because most of them.
It was big and bold on your email this morning.
Well, I didn't. I obviously ignored it because usually, when, you know, this is just a little inside thing for the people. Whenever Aaron sends me his show prep and it's got national whatever day on it,
you ignore that.
I pretty much ignore it. Yeah. So I'll see national and day in the sentence and it really doesn't matter what's in the middle of it. Sorry.
I usually try to send the ones that really matter. National Beer Day, National Burrito Day. National Donut Day. Stuff that's good.
Hockley Dan, what happens first? Fred cuts his hair or Watson gets another rub down? Ooh. I am going to get a haircut soon.
But not that soon.
Not that soon. I you know what? I wouldn't be shocked if he's got one of the ones that was down with it over there right now, getting him to relax. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy What Are the Odds Wednesday. So tomorrow we'll be at Cidercade in East Downtown.
I am looking forward to that.
I am too. Looks like it's by me and I haven't gotten there yet. And I, you know how I like to go to the places in my neck of the woods and support them. So I kind of held off until once I saw that we were going to have the show there. So you know what? This will be a good time to debut. And that should be fun. So probably get out there a little early for the folks who are coming. And then Friday we'll be down at the BTR Cajun Throwdown in Hitchcock, which is basically pissing distance from my hometown.
All right.
So, yeah, and looking forward to that, mainly because I get to go visit some family and hang out. And they said my grandmother is pretty sick, and she's been in a they've got her in basically elder care now, and so I have to make an appointment to be able to go see her, which really sucks. But I have it set up, so that's going to be a good day. Get a chance to see some family and hang out down south. So to me, this feels like a Friday.
All right.
I just like to do a show about nothing today. I'd like to do a Seinfeld episode. I don't want to talk about any Watson ejaculate. You know,
Great. Well, there goes my whole show prep.
I mean, obviously, there's still more to talk about there. But yeah, it just feels like we've done so many shows lately where everything is so polarized, right? Even Deshaun. And going back to the beginning when it was, should he be traded? Should the team have treated him better? And did they make him a promise and all this stuff? And everybody was either, oh, yeah, well, this is the Texans suck. This is Jack Easterby. Or, Deshaun's being a baby. Some of us were saying both. But even that. And now you get into this stuff, and there's still people who don't believe a word of it, that it's all made up. And then there's people that think he should be treated the same as Harvey Weinstein or Dr. Huxtable. And the truth is, this is bad. It's not on that level bad, as far as we know. He hasn't drugged anybody to sex him. So it's just like all this stuff. And going back to, you know, the Rona and everything else, it's sort of like that promo we were playing. It's like everything's politicized. It just feels like we've all been fighting for months. So in honor of National Beer Day, which, you know, Aaron is partaking in and a lot of the listeners are too, I think we should not be mean today.
Okay.
I'm not going to call anyone a dickweed. I'm not going to You know, I'm not going to call someone a dumb except for Deshaun and maybe Cal McNair. Those are fair, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fair game.
I don't think it's fair. But yeah, just try to relax and everybody enjoy what they can hear on the radio. That's it.
You have not learned.
Oh, what do you mean?
You said you don't want to call anybody a dickweed today. You just put a huge target on yourself of everybody to text in the That's dumbest right. things possible That's to try right. to piss you off. Yeah,
it's not going
to
work. It's not going to work. I'm in too good of a mood. I hate to break it to you. Do your worst. You know what? I think the worst one, that might be how I do the giveaway today.
Yeah.
Whoever can come up with the worst possible text to try to ruin my mood. So, sir, rape is a rape. Doesn't matter how you rape them. Yeah, it does. There's a big difference there, sir, in how you do it and what you do. Is it a crime? Yes. But doesn't make him Bill Cosby. Sorry. Now, that may still come out. Here we go. Everything I say sounds dirty.
I mean, kind of is.
Whenever I'm talking about the guy, it might still come out again. Is this the worst time for Houston sports since the turn of the century? The worst I can remember.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Penn Steele says Joel Blank's Cal impression is better than yours, Fred. Well, I'm glad Joel has something he's better at me at. That's one. Congratulations. There were years where the Astros were just hopeless. There were Oilers teams that were winning one game. There were Rockets teams that were getting in what would have been the lottery, but were always getting a top pick. And I don't remember the exact years, but it was when I was a kid, pretty much all of these teams sucked. But there wasn't stuff like this. You did have the dead defensive lineman for the Oilers. That was pretty controversial.
Yeah, that's not great. But it does feel like whatever could be going wrong is going wrong right now. Although the Astros, good start. Maybe the Astros can fix everything, right?
Well, I mean, it's obviously a long way to go. And if you're not concerned about the pitching, then sure, they're going to be fine. I'm a little concerned long-term that they're going to be able to sustain the pitching that they've had the first week. And that makes sense. I mean, I feel like they're winning the division. And I'll say the same thing I said all along. Whether or not they become a World Series contender might depend on what they do at the deadline. It might depend on whether or not James Click can pull the same kind of switches that the late, great Jeff Luhnow pulled. And if he can, I'm going to feel better about him. But after five games, I'm not ready to anoint them. I'm not ready to crown them. Crown their asses.
If you want to crown them, crown them.
Hip hop, what are the odds Correa plays more games this year than Springer? Springer now dealing with a quad injury.
Yeah, he is banged up, but it's early yet.
It is. And I kind of feel like I hope Springer gets healthy pretty quickly. I mean, I have no ill will towards the guy. And plus, you know, Blue Jays are kind of the other team that I keep up with. And I'd like for them to get to take advantage of having a little George Springer on the roster.
Yeah.
But 713-780-ESPN.
Ruben says, how do you feel about Watson blocking you? I don't feel anything about it. I don't care. I'm not sad.
I don't know how I would feel, but I wouldn't really care. Like when Ben Roethlisberger did it, I didn't really care. If he listened to the show, we'd all be blocked, including Aaron. There's no question. But so it's obviously something you did on Twitter.
I'm over it.
Yeah.
I think it's when I did the random rap lyrics that I just pulled out of my ass. He didn't like that, but that's what he gets for looking. That's your problem, bro.
Shows your star power though, because I was doing random like punk rock lyrics that same time.
That's true.
Show says to crown them. That's a good one. Oh, boy. Can you make a grading scale for the other Houston GMs? Both are fairly new. So I would like your opinion.
Yeah, I think it's too new to grade.
Yeah, it's hard to tell because, you know, right now, well, you know what? Click did get Brantley re-signed.
Yeah.
We can give him a point for that, right? And I think they made some decent offseason acquisitions, enough to give him, start him out at a 3.5. We'll see. You know, the big thing for me is going to be whether or not they can do something at the deadline to get pitching. Because I think the lineup's going to be fine.
Agreed.
As long as, you know, the key guys stay healthy. And by that, I mean Yordan's knees have to not buckle on him. And he needs to continue to swing the bat the way he's doing. If that all happens, then their lineup's fine. You just need to beef up the pitching to be a legitimate World Series contender again, which would be kind of cool. And hopefully if they do it this time, we won't have to listen to any trash can talk.
Yeah.
We'll have to listen to trash can talk.
We'll always listen to trash can talk, but yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, that's another topic we had to deal with. That was polarizing. They're cheaters. Cheaters are cheaters. See, that's the guy. Those are the people who, you know, you just wish they, being absolute guy, that's really irritating. And that's one way to try to get in at me. Just be absolute guy. Radio's radio.
It is technically radio.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. What are the odds Verlander gets back for a playoff run? I'd say that's pretty unlikely. Yeah, I'd put it at like 2%. I mean, I think he's going to try because that dude's a competitor. And I think in the back of his mind, he's probably thinking, you know, if I could get to throwing at the 1st of September, maybe I could actually help. I don't think it's going to happen, though.
I think 1%.
That's only because he is who he is. Realistically, if I were him at his age, I'd say, you know what, man, I'm just going to collect this check. Sorry, guys.
You know somebody will sign him next year to at least a short-term deal.
Yeah, I wouldn't take a chance on injuring myself and, you know, it go ahead and you know, the Astros may bring him back next year.
Yeah.
They could do it. I don't know if he'll get $30 million again. But, you know, so even if you're the Astros, like, man, maybe there's mutual interest there and you don't want to blow them up. What are the odds Dustin Johnson wins the Masters back-to-back? Isn't he the favorite?
I don't know.
He's plus 950, I think, something like that.
Yeah, I haven't looked at the Masters.
I'm gonna throw a little, I'll tell you what, I will have two long shot picks for the people. This is just for fun now. I'm not putting any knowledge behind this other than I'm going to pick two guys who I know play well on that course that are big prices and throw a few bucks at them. So for everyone asking for master stuff, now don't bet it because they're not going to win, and I'm only going to bet like 20 bucks on it.
He is the favorite.
Yeah, 9-1.
Okay, what is Patrick Reed?
28-1.
Okay, there's one of my two. What is...
My bookie has him 33-1.
Okay, well, guess where I'll be betting that? I don't have my bookie read. Dang, that would have been perfect timing. Perfect. So, okay, apparently there's a...
Who's your other one?
Well, I haven't decided yet.
Phil Mickelson.
What's he at?
100-1.
Really?
Yep.
That's I don't give him a chance.
Tiger Woods.
No.
5,000-1.
What's Bubba Watson?
75-1.
Give me a little Bubba action. There you go. Bubba and Patrick Reed. That's it. I promised you guys golf. There's golf.
Okay.
Congratulations. Apparently, the whole world's falling apart. There's some guy running around screaming in the street on the beltway near the racetrack, so the traffic stopped.
Oh, great.
Channel View's on fire. So I don't know what the hell's going on out there. Yeah, oh, boy, that's a bad one. Yeah, we just got it on TV here. That looks like Baghdad. Except it's not green. Remember when they had the all the attacks live and it was all green?
Yeah.
Yeah. But that looks bad. Is that a ship that blew up or something?
I don't know.
All right, we'll have to get some information on that.
I'm going to go. We should have done a draft on these things.
We could have. Yeah. Cuz you know what we do? We all just go right down the odds list and draft off of that.
But we should have, like, you could only have one guy who's better than, like, you know, 12 to 1, and one guy who's, like, between 12 yeah. and 30, and then
and
one
favorite.
Shot.
Yeah.
I mean, we could still do it. We all just pull names out of our asses anyways. It's not like we were going to do real research.
It's true.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
You guys want to do a draft? And
we'll do a draft.
Okay.
But but those are my two bets.
We got to come up with a rule on, like, you can take one guy from each category. Because last time we've been doing five each, right?
Right.
And you take the three best scores.
You take the four best scores.
I thought it was
three. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it was three. Because, I mean, especially if we're having to take long shots, chances are good they won't make the cut. So let's do that. I'll come up with
you come up with a plan.
A fair balanced system. Maybe we'll do it at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah, something we can put in our notebook.
Yeah.
But just for betting purposes, those are my two. All right, there's a bunch of interesting stuff on the text line we'll get to next segment that not people trying to be jerks, but people actually asking real questions.
I like when that happens. You know, also I like Texas Star Grill Shop. Oh boy, Texas Star Grill Shop, they got it going on. All the big brands, all the best prices. And that's where I went when I was looking for a new grill. I really didn't know what I was looking for exactly. I knew I wanted a grill. I didn't know what was the right fit for me. And I like to smoke meats. I like to grill. But I like everything to be easy. So they sent me towards the Pits and Spits, and it ended up being a great call because I love that thing. It's very versatile. But they've got gas grills, they've got charcoal grills, they've got wood pellet grills, whatever you want, they've got it, and they've got it at great prices. Check them out. Four locations now in the Houston area. They're going to help walk you through the experience, and they're going to hand you a beer while you shop. You cannot beat that. On top of that, probably my favorite thing about Texas Star Grill Shop, they've got fantastic meat at wholesale prices all the time. Go check them out, one of those four locations, or check them out online, TexasStarGrillShop.com.
Through the gray one, yeah, I'm riding. Why they on me? Why they on me? I'm flying. Zipping low key. I'm zipping low key.
You gonna answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
I think I need help. I'm drowning.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 614 says, work next door in Channel View to the fire. Looks like a pallet factory is on fire. That's not good.
Why girls on Pinterest are so upset.
Why is that?
Because they love using pallets and reclaimed wood to build little projects make their boyfriends or husbands build little projects.
I see. Want to be a man's man like you guys and drink and enjoy beer, but I hate the bitterness. Can you recommend something, or is all beer bitter? Not all beer is bitter, but yeah, I would, I would get on this Carbach Ranch water kick. That's nice and smooth. Receivers are receivers, Bill O'Brien. That's good. Pickles are pickles. Yeah. That too. Somebody said, I feel like I'd be a lot more successful in life if I had AJ's level of not caring.
What's that mean?
Just talk about how you, certain things you don't get upset about.
Oh.
How would you feel about Watson hitting you up on Instagram?
That'd be weird.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just...
But I feel like I would just ignore it and pretend like I never saw it. Because I'm not interested in those types of things.
Well, I mean, this is just me. And I want to make it perfectly clear that this is not in any way, shape, or form related to Deshaun Watson. But, like, occasionally at the poker table, I like getting a massage on my back if I'm sitting there for hours. But there's nothing... There's nothing Deshaun-y about it. I mean, it just because when you, especially you're playing a long tournament, you sit there for 10 hours pretty much. You start getting stiff, but there I go again. Not that kind of stiff, but your back stiffens up. It's gonna kill me because I just can't help it. somebody said, I know I sent late yesterday, but I want to get your thoughts on my weird sci-fi dream. Sorry, I never saw that. Pickles rock. Do I win? Nope. The Toronto Maple Leafs won't win the Stanley Cup. Yeah, no, they won't. I agree. What are the odds the Astros sweep the A's again this week? I don't know, but I bet you can bet that on my bookie. And 49 says Urban South and Genius and B52 breweries all have plenty of fruited sour beers that aren't bitter. Yeah, but sour beers are kind of a acquired taste. Yeah, you missed it, but a guy was asking for a beer that's not bitter. And it's just because he doesn't like the taste.
Go to Urban South. They've got a ton of beers that have like that taste like dessert. Give them a try,
yeah.
And they'll probably have something that you're into.
And there's a lot of
centrally located.
There's also a lot of stouts that have a lot of flavor to them. But stouts are hard. If you don't like regular beer, I don't know that I recommend them.
That's what I mean. There's a ton of great breweries in town, but most of their beer tastes like beer.
Yeah.
And if you like beer, then that's great. Like,
and some people just don't have a taste for beer, and that's fine.
And that's fine. But they like there's
I don't have a taste for pickle, so yeah. There. So not going to shame you, sir. Just got a email, which I'm sure you already knew about, but the Dynamo, Houston Dynamo FC. Have they always been FC, or did they just start adding this?
I think they started adding that.
That was the rebrand?
I think so.
Okay. They announced their 2021 broadcast lineup. Play-by-play voice, Glenn Davis.
Nice.
And analyst Eddie Robinson will return for their 10th season together. And the club will split English radio between ESPN 97.5 and HoustonDynamoFC.com radio. So Univision will be their Spanish home. They will be on Channel 55 for English. So for those of you Dynamo fans, good news. And we'll have some games here then, apparently. Oh, 713-780-ESPN. Somebody's asking for where's the barrel-aged Falcon beer. I haven't reached out to Tom in a few weeks. I'll do that sometime in the next couple of days and see where that stands. Or usually one of those guys are listening. If you are, shoot me a text and tell me when you think it'll be ready, because it should be getting close. I've been a little tied up with some other stuff and haven't had an opportunity. And plus, I'm not in a big rush to go try it while I'm not drinking beer.
That's true.
Because I'm pretty sure that once that comes out, the not drinking beer goes out the window. So, going to San Antonio, staying at La Cantera. Any suggestions for food and brewery?
Weathered Souls.
Yeah, Weathered Souls.
I do recommend them.
Yeah.
If you like Tex-Mex, go to Henry's Puffy Tacos and get the actual Puffy Tacos. They're delicious, and they're a San Antonio staple.
And that original La Cantera golf course is one of my favorite in the state. I think they've added on to it now that they're playing the Valero there. But I haven't been in years. But that was one of my favorite golf courses way back in the day when I used to pay attention to golf, which is why I'm not going to win this pool. Wilts, AJ carries this show. Hashtag did I win? Nope. Because, again, you guys have to come up with something that's not true. Like telling me the Leafs aren't going to win the Stanley Cup. Ooh, yeah. I said I'd get a tattoo if they did. AJ carries the show. Ooh, I didn't know that. Shocker. 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776. Somebody says Deshaun just lost his HEB sponsorship, or did you say that already? I think we...
I don't know that he has, but my guess is we won't see him doing HEB commercials anymore.
Yeah, I have not actually seen that, but I think we speculated from the beginning that his HEB days were over. That's not a company that's going to... they're not going to want to be represented by somebody like that. So... AJ is 22 too old to join the military.
No, not at all. There were guys who were in their mid-30s who were going through basic training with me when I was 17. So I would say no. I feel like mid-30s is a little old. I actually think the cutoff is 35.
Is it?
But No, 22. Here's the thing. Like, if you join the military at 22 and you enjoy it and you do 20 years, you're retired at 42. That's a good life. Sometimes I think about that. I could have retired from the military at age 37. And, you know, I think I probably ended up making more money, like, going the civilian route. But,
right,
would have been nice. Would have been nice to, you know, have money coming in every month for every 2 weeks for the rest of my life after retiring.
But that means you would have only gotten to carry the show for, like, 2 years.
Yeah, I would have done it for less time.
So
maybe the Army would have let me do this show while I served. That could have been.
That'd have been pretty interesting.
Yeah, I could have been like David Robinson.
I don't think the Army has submarines, though.
I don't think so either.
Oh. 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776. What are the odds Carl Ert and Kyrie Irving believe in dragons, unicorns, cyclops, and mermaids instead of dinosaurs? I don't know. I mean, there are people out there that believe mermaids exist.
It's true.
That they're not, but they're not hot.
No.
Like the ones that they say are real mermaids are kind of, they look like aliens basically, which of course ancient astronaut theorists suggest that that's what they are. But yeah. It's the last time Fred sneezed, it caused Harvey. Do I win? That's not bad. Not bad. You know, yet that one is a contender. Yeah, keep firing them, guys. You can do this.
All right, let me tell you guys about Allstate. Allstate Windows and Siding. And if you want the best rate, you call Allstate. And I did, and boy, am I pleased with the results. They came out to my house. They showed my wife and I the windows that they put in. And I plan on getting one window replaced by Allstate. I was like, oh, I figured that they're a sponsor. I'll have them come out, take a look at this thing, and get a window replaced. Well, it turns out my wife liked it so much that we got every window in our house replaced. And here's the great thing. They look fantastic, so she's thrilled. She got to custom design how they would look. But the great thing for me is that I'm saving 40% on my electric bill. That's a big deal. So, guys, you could do that as well. 25% off all window packages right now. Just by all you got to do is say, hey, I listen to ESPN 97.5. Hook me up with that 25% off deal. Okay. Now, if you're a first responder or military or veteran, you get a discount. If you pay all cash up front, you get a discount. I did all those things. I ended up saving a ton of money, man. Guys, you got to check them out. 832-204-1936 or check them out online. AllstateSidingAndWindows.com. Take me to church, shower, some black and dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless day. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 on a What Are the Odds Wednesday if you want to get in. Yeah, this fire is pretty insane, man. Is it? Does it look like it's spreading?
That's what fires tend to do.
Yeah.
Somebody on Twitch said they think it's starting to spread to the trucks that are in the parking lot now.
Oh. Well, I'm going to go with that's a
negative.
I hate
when that happens.
Yeah. But it's kind of hard to do play-by-play on a fire. It's like, well, there's another plume. That smoke cloud sure is getting big. Yeah. Yeah, that's about it. But we'll keep you guys updated. Anyway, it's probably a good idea to stay out of the area if you don't need to be over there. But, that's certainly going to affect the pollution today. 713-780-ESPN. T-Stomp says the five element chick. Absolutely. Do you mean the blue singer or the God chick? Because I'm down either way. I prefer the God chick. But even the blue singer, she'd have been all right. Fifth element, actually. But, you know. Marine Man says, hottest alien ever is Jolene Baylock as T-Pol on Enterprise. I wholeheartedly agree. That is one sexy Vulcan. So, somebody wants to know where Trey's been. Trey was
in here today.
Yeah, I saw Trey wandering around a little earlier. Trey actually showed up and watched some of the game with us Saturday.
Yep.
With our group of folks. So, apparently, a little football for you. That's okay. Even though I'm trying to stay away from like real stuff, it's not working. Jerry Jones is interested in trading up for a very specific player.
Yeah. Good luck.
I think this guy's going to be long gone before he can trade up that high.
Yeah. I mean, he's got to trade up into the top five, I think.
Well, it looks like the first three are quarterbacks, right?
Yep.
So if you're sitting there at four.
Falcons.
And you don't really need a quarterback.
Nope.
I think I might take this guy over any of the receivers.
I think I would, too.
Kyle Pitts is who we're talking about.
Yeah.
And
I love the receivers in this class, by the
way.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
I think that both Bama receivers and the LSU receiver, all of them are fantastic, but Kyle Pitts is a freak, man.
Yeah, and that's a weapon that's going to be hard to defend. And we'll have Lance Erline on at 5:30. We'll ask him about that. But, yeah, I think the price you'd have to pay to get up to four to get him, it might be worth it.
And by the way, the Falcons might want the same guy. They may not be willing to give that up because they might want him too.
And that's the thing. I don't see these other teams trading out of those positions because you know the Jags aren't trading out. The Jets obviously got rid of their quarterback, so they're not trading out. And you're the 49ers. You don't make all those moves to trade out of it.
Yeah.
So if you're the Falcons, you're sitting in a great spot right now because you don't have to worry about the quarterbacks. You can take the best player on the board. And the Falcons need a lot. So now they could also, if somebody were to offer them a ridiculous package, they could trade down and beef up their entire roster. But I'm all about let's get a playmaker there. And that guy is a playmaker. And thanks to Ryan who told me the Valeros played at the TPC San Antonio now, not La Quintera. Okay. I knew something moved there. But I think the Fire wins the Ruin the Good Vibes contest. That's true, although, yeah, I mean, so far, as long as nobody's dead yet.
I mean, we're not dead, so that's good.
Yeah, yeah.
And again, that's on part of the clock that I try not to go to.
although
I did go to that baseball tournament on that side of the clock this weekend.
Yeah.
It's far away, that side of the clock, I'll be honest.
You didn't get kicked out, though.
I didn't get kicked out.
That's a beautiful thing.
That is.
That's not too much further east than me. I mean, it's a spell.
The team I was there with was terrible, so I almost wish I would have gotten kicked out.
Well, that's what you got to learn how to do is when you get a team that's not very good, get yourself kicked out early so you don't have to
watch. That's the move.
Yeah.
That's the move.
So I got laid off 3 weeks ago and just applied for unemployment last Sunday. I've never received a check from them, but now they're saying I owe them money. Has anyone had this issue? That sounds like some kind of scam.
Yeah, I don't think that's good.
No, I would. That's close. Does that look like a neighborhood?
Yeah, that is a neighborhood, and they got the fire trucks like trying to keep the fire out of the neighborhood.
Oof. Ooh, man,
that ain't good.
No.
I imagine over in that part of town, the fire departments are pretty legit, though. Like they got a lot of people, a lot of volunteers, because stuff like this tends to happen over there.
Yeah. Yeah. Guys, I'm giving up on you guys trying to ruin my mood. It's just
no one's gonna do it.
Nobody's doing it, and yeah, you know, I was hoping for some funny stuff, and it's just not funny. Because most of the stuff you're saying is the truth. Hell, I know that.
Lamont did say someone just sends you a picture of feet, ugly feet.
But that's easy. Guess what? You get blocked. Even you, Lamont. You just get blocked. Roberto said HEB's statement on Deshaun Watson. HEB's relationship with Deshaun Watson ended with the Texans' 2020 season. There are no plans for future engagement.
There you go. Shocking development.
Yeah. I mean, no surprise. And you know, HEB is a kind of a feel-good company around here. Whenever there's disasters, they're one of the first ones that's out there doing stuff. And yeah, I just can't see them ever having anything to do with somebody like that again. But I'm sure there'll be some other star on the Texans that they can lean on now.
Yeah.
I'm waiting.
They'll just have to draft him, that's all.
I think the Cowboys somehow get pissed. Would it be a lock that they'd lead the league in passing next season? It wouldn't be a lock because you got to keep Dak healthy. But they did pretty well last year. You add a weapon like that? Yeah. Somebody asked, what about the Avatar chick? Yep.
She's blue.
Yeah, I'm down. Blue, I'm down with. Blue or green.
Okay.
But, you know, although, what's her face? Not Gina Davis. Was it Sigourney Weaver?
Yeah.
Was as the blue chick? Probably not. Yeah, it's IoT was asking, we are, who's the HEB Texan star now? John Weeks is gone, right? No, he came back. They brought Weeks back. So
I don't know that there's a good one, though.
God, who is the biggest name on the roster right now?
Well, we talked about this. Who's a recognizable face? There just isn't one.
It's going to have to be Tyrod Taylor. Yeah, I mean, here's probably your guys. Brandon Cooks, Tyrod Taylor. Hell, maybe even Shaq Lawson off the defense.
Mark Ingram.
Yeah, Mark Ingram. Although, do you really think he's going to play much?
I mean, Mark Ingram's the most recognizable face. Like, if you just lined them up by what, like, this is a guy that this is who these guys look like, it's him. He's the one. Like, people would recognize Mark Ingram over, I think, every other player not named Deshaun on that team.
I don't know. Maybe Taylor, because he's a quarterback, would be more recognizable.
I'm just thinking Mark Ingram's won a Heisman.
Like, yeah.
And he does have that.
It was 30 years ago.
That though. Giant head.
That's true. Yeah.
It's a recognizable head.
Dick Willie says HEB equals Tunsil lost in the lettuce section. I could see that. We know who it should be, right? Shout out to the HEB.
Don't do that. HEB, they'll be running
that's
people
funny
off.
Right there.
One fish, two fish, red fish.
They'd be running people off to Kroger.
At the seafood counter.
Yeah.
One fish, two fish, red fish.
Yeah, I love it. He's just sitting there pointing. Look what you can get at HEB. Shout out to the fish.
That's funny right there.
Oh, boy. Somebody said it'll just be Cal with Toro selling tacos. I'm telling you, Toro's probably going to be the face of your franchise.
I think he is.
Because there is no recognizable guy. And, you know, I don't think Toro could get himself into trouble, although maybe the little person that plays Toro could. I don't know. I mean, yeah.
Did you see the article that John McClain wrote about the Texans' turnover?
No.
It was a few days ago. I got to find it real quick. But he said that, here it is. Of the 33 players the Texans have acquired during the offseason, many will be competing for starting jobs, while others will contribute in backup roles and on special teams. But it says that there could be a 70% turnover rate by the time rosters are reduced to 53, which obviously isn't the worst thing in the world, but it would be very, very, very large number. Like that never happens in the NFL. 70% of your roster turned over. And when you really think about it, it's entirely possible. And again, mostly because I'm coming into this fully understanding this team is going to be bad. So I don't care if they get rid of these crappy players and bring in 1 year fill in. It doesn't bother me one bit. So I'm for it.
I am too. I think one of the things we talked about with this roster is just not enough playmakers on it. And I like what they're doing. I mean, bring in some guys who might develop into something that you might want to keep beyond next year. You're not going to be any worse from a roster standpoint than you were last year.
Yep.
So I don't mind it at all. And I mean, 70% is a big number, but isn't that kind of what they needed to do?
Yes.
And, you know, so.
And honestly, it should have been more because David Johnson shouldn't be back.
Yeah, David Johnson shouldn't be back, and Sean Watson shouldn't be back. But, you know, tell you what, though, 70% improvement's pretty good.
Yep.
How about an even bigger percentage than that? You can go to Dr. Linville, and 80, 85, 90%, 100% improvement. That's what he does. And Dr. Linville does such a great job, and all you have to do is go to 975hair.com, set up your free consultation. And what he's going to do is take the hair off the back of your head, and he's going to put it on top of your head where it's missing and fill in all those areas. He did it for Granado. Granado's hair looks great. My hair looks great. If you're on the Twitch, you can see it today. And he's done it for a lot of people. And the cool thing is he's also done it for himself. If you go take a look at his hair when you get your consultation, it's the same process. And it's not – this isn't any hair plugs or goofy stuff like that. This is your actual own hair using the NeoGraft procedure, moving it from the back to where it's missing. And now's the time to get your hair back. You could get it back and have it grown out by summer and go to the beach with a great head of hair. Go to 975hair.com. Get your hair back today. Visit my man, Dr. Linville. That's 975hair.com.
ESPN 97.5.